Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
MCH to allow visitors on COVID floor and reduce screenings. Medical Center Hospital announced Tuesday afternoon that it plans to lift restrictions on its visitation policies beginning May 3rd. Kristen Abbott-Timmons, Chief Nursing Officer at MCH, said during Tuesday's Zoom press conference that patients will be allowed no more than two visitors at a time. MCH will also allow one visitor every 24 hours to see a patient on the COVID-19 floor. Abbott-Timmons also explained a decision has been made to reduce screenings for people who enter MCH. Temperatures won't be taken anymore, but masks will still be required. The mask must be worn while they are in the presence of a patient or in our building, Abbott-Timmons said. MCH President and CEO Russell Tippin said during Tuesday's press conference there were 18 patients in-house with one on a ventilator. Tippin said there are two patients from Midland, one from Big Spring, one from Monahans, and one from Madison Medical Resort. Odessa Regional Medical Center President Stacy Brown said there was one COVID-19 patient in-house who is in the ICU, but not on a ventilator. There are four patients at Scenic Mountain Medical Center in Big Spring. We want to remind everyone to keep wearing their masks, Tippin said. There's plenty of opportunity in town to get the vaccine at no cost. The first dose is at MCH, and the second dose is at ORMC. That's readily available. MCH Director of Public Relations Trevor Tankersley announced at the end of the press conference that the biweekly Zoom meeting will switch to once a month. The press conference will take place the first week of every month. Council approves agreement for mass shooting memorial by Federico Martinez. The Odessa City Council on Tuesday tentatively approved an agreement that will place a $30,000 10-foot circular memorial paying tribute to Odessa victims of the August 2019 mass shooting on the University of Texas Permian Basin campus through 2051. Under the proposed agreement, the city would maintain ownership of the memorial, a previous sticking point between council and UTPB. Odessa Arts Executive Director Randy Hamm said during council's Tuesday work session. In 2051, both parties will have the option to renew the agreement or not, Hamm said. If it has to be moved, it would be up to Odessa Arts to recommend a new site and absorb the cost of moving. The council is expected to vote and officially approve the agreement during its April 27th meeting. The project is a collaboration between the City of Odessa, Odessa Arts, and UTPB. Under the agreement, UTPB will construct a plaza at the corner of JBS Parkway and 42nd Street, where the memorial will be placed. The memorial will include the names of all seven victims and engraved quotes from their family members, Hamm said previously. UTPB plans to unveil the plaza and memorial in 2023 as part of the school's 50th anniversary celebration. Tatum Hubbard, Chief of Staff Executive Director of Communication and Marketing for UTPB, said recently. The memorial piece is called Bright Stars, a memorial, and will cost $300,000, Hamm said. Maryland sculptor Jim Sanborn was selected to create the piece. The project is being paid for by private donations, of which $190,000 has already been raised. City officials initially were looking at placing the memorial at Memorial Gardens, but changed their minds after a study concluded it would cost $700,000 to retrofit Memorial Gardens, Hamm has said. UTPB and the city would share in the maintenance of the memorial and the surrounding property, according to the joint agreement. Officials are still working on other details, such as whether to construct new parking on the JBS Parkway or 42nd Street side, Hammond Hubbard said. For the memorial to be installed, a cattle and horseman statue will need to be replaced to a different campus site, Hubbard said. That new location has not yet been determined. On a separate item, the City Council will hold a special virtual hotel occupancy tax workshop at 1 p.m. Thursday to listen to a presentation about the eligible uses of the local hotel tax and discuss how the city can best utilize those dollars. The meeting is open to the public. Obituaries and death notices from the Odessa American for Wednesday. Lillian Polly Cowan, 94, of Mountainburg, Arkansas, passed away into the presence of her Lord Jesus on Thursday, April 15th. She is survived by two daughters, Gay Thurman and husband Bob of Dallas, and Susan Casey and husband Scott of Midland, four grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren, and six great-great-grandchildren, a sister, Leonora Jones of Mountainburg, brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Jean and Nikki Cowan, a niece and two nephews. Interment will be at Sunset Memorial Garden Cemetery in Odessa on Saturday at 2 p.m., April 24th, with Pastor Daryl Trout officiating. A visitation with friends will be from 10 until 12 p.m. at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Kevin Long of Odessa passed away on April 19th in Odessa. A graveside service will be at 3 p.m. on Thursday, April 22nd at Sunset Memorial Gardens, Larry Brown officiating the service. Kevin Long was born in Odessa to John and Alice Long on August 24, 1964. Kevin is preceded in death by his mother, father, and brother, Royce Long. Kevin is survived by his sister, Betty, and her husband, Evan Lowry of Crane, brother Johnny and his wife, Donya Long of Round Rock, sister Kathy Long of Odessa, sister Michelle and husband Patrick Thole of San Antonio, eight nieces and nephews. Funeral arrangements are being made by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home. Nalani Jean Eskimo Mama Kennedy, 50, of Odessa, died Thursday, April 8th in Odessa. Memorial service is scheduled for 10 a.m. April 22nd at American Heritage Funeral Home. Socorro Garcia Lujan, 88, of Midland, died Tuesday, April 20th in Midland. Funeral service is scheduled for 10 a.m. Thursday, April 22nd at La Esmeralda MCPO, Oenaga, Chihuahua, Mexico. Burial to follow at Panteon Ejidal de la Esmeralda. Family and friends are officiating. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Merlin McKinney Pettit III, 57, of Odessa, died Friday, April 16th in Odessa. Funeral service is scheduled for 10 a.m. Saturday, April 24th at Texas and Clements Church of Christ. Wake will be held at Acres West Funeral Chapel from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Friday evening. Brother Devin DeShields is officiating. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Brian Joseph Ramirez, 31, died Saturday, April 17th in Odessa. Services are pending with Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa.
Hello, this is Kay reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Wednesday, April 21st, 2021, Section B, Health and Wellness. Commentary, Develop a Mental Fitness Routine by Charmaine Caldwell, PhD, LPC, Samaritan Counseling Center. Anxious, worried, stressed, depressed? Have current events got you down? COVID-19, economic woes, civil unrest, social distancing, changes in what has been considered normal activities and routines can all impact your mental health. If you want to be physically fit, you must commit to a routine designed for that purpose. If you want good mental health, you need a mental fitness routine. Start now to develop mental fitness and strength. According to the experts, here are some steps you can take. Sleep and quality rest are necessary. Adults need 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep. Dr. Trotzel suggests waking up at the same time every day and going to sleep at the same time every night helps to keep your body regulated and you feeling physically well. Calm your mind. Stress can keep your body tense and your brain on high alert. It is recommended that calming activities such as yoga, meditation or prayer in the mornings can get your day started smoothly. Then, plan for mini interventions 3 or 4 times a day, such as a brief deep breathing exercise that can release pent-up stress. Move your body. Dr. Delton's research shows that aerobic exercise reduces fatigue and tension, improves alertness, concentration, sleep, mood, and self-esteem. Practice compassion. Research shows compassionate people are happier, more optimistic, more motivated, and more resilient. So treat yourself with kindness and compassion. Media control. Limit your exposure to the news. Set aside time to turn off your phone. Purge negative people from your social media accounts. Read about things you enjoy, such as your hobbies or planning a trip. Cultivate supportive relationships. Connect regularly with friends and family. Discuss something other than the day's awful news. Be truthful about how you are, because vulnerability can be bonding. You do not have to physically be near them. You can FaceTime or Zoom them. Do this several times a week. Be grateful, especially for your loved ones. Let them know how you feel. Mend broken relationships. Life is too short to be angry or disgruntled. Think of at least 5 things you love about that person. Be proactive with both your physical and mental health. Be positive on purpose. If Samaritan Counseling Center can be of assistance, please give us a call at 563-4144.
Hello, this is Michael. I'll be reading a health-related article that was published a few days ago that is in relation to Texas. This article was reprinted partially in the Texas Tribune. I'll be reading the original article as it was published from the Washington Post. Biden officials rescind Trump's okay for Texas's $100 billion plus Medicaid plan. The decision is seen as an effort to push Texas officials toward expanding Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act to cover more low-income residents. By Dan Diamond, published April 16th. The Biden administration on Friday rescinded approval for changes to Texas' Medicaid program granted by the Trump administration, saying that federal Medicaid officials materially erred in speeding approval for the state's $100 billion plus request in January. The decision was characterized as an effort to push state officials toward accepting the Affordable Care Act's Medicaid expansion, which would cover more low-income residents, said 2 federal health officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss private conversations. Texas, which has more uninsured people than any other state, is one of 12 that has not expanded the program. We are rescinding the approval issued on January 15, 2021, because it did not go through the full federal rulemaking process, Liz Richter, the acting administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, wrote in a letter to Texas officials obtained by the Washington Post. In its final week, the Trump administration told Texas officials that it had approved a 10-year extension for its Medicaid plan, which was set to expire in 2022. The waiver provides more than $11 billion in federal funding per year to the state, meaning that the Biden administration's decision puts billions of dollars in federal funding to Texas at risk. Health advocates had described that waiver as an effort to work around the federal Medicaid expansion by setting up alternate funding to help cover the cost of uninsured patients. In a statement Friday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott slammed the Biden administration decision, saying it was obstructing health care access for vulnerable Texans and taking away crucial resources for rural hospitals in Texas. With this action, the Biden administration is deliberately betraying Texans who depend on the resources made possible through the waiver. The approval for Texas's changes, known as a Medicaid 1115 waiver, was among a flurry of last-minute activities overseen by Trump health officials in the waning days of the administration. Public health advocates and researchers decried the moves as inappropriate attempts to grant GOP governors requests and lock in Trump-era changes. Trump officials said that they were moving to provide stability for healthcare providers. The 10-year extension permits greater financial certainty for the state and its safety net providers that serve Medicaid populations. Seema Verma, then administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, wrote in a January 15th letter to Texas. Verma also said there was no need for the approval to go through the standard public notice and comment process, citing the coronavirus pandemic, but the Biden administration concluded the decision was a mistake. Upon further review, we have determined that CMS materially erred in granting Texas's request for an exemption for the normal public notice process, Richter wrote in her letter Friday. In a statement, CMS said the agency had erred from exempting the state from the normal public notice process, a critical priority for soliciting stakeholder feedback and ensuring public awareness. The new Democrat-led administration has been unwinding a series of actions overseen by Trump officials, including the prior administration's approval of Medicaid work requirements. The Biden administration has also pushed a dozen holdout states to accept the federal Medicaid expansion. Medicaid officials said on a briefing call for state officials last month that if Texas opted in to the federal expansion, the state would get a $3.9 billion funding boost over 2 years and $2.06 million uninsured people would become eligible for Medicaid coverage, according to a presentation obtained by the Post. The Texas Medicaid system has been the subject of political disputes across multiple administrations. Texas officials in 2011 excluded Planned Parenthood from its Healthy Texas Women program, prompting the Obama administration in 2012 to cut federal women's health funding to the state. But the Trump administration in January 2020 restored the funds by approving Texas's Medicaid waiver, which was originally set to run through December 2024.
Screening only recommended for those at high risk. Turgid Health for Wednesday. Dr. Roach writes, lung cancer remains the single leading cause of cancer deaths, accounting for about a quarter of all cancer deaths. Early on, there are no signs nor symptoms, but coughing, especially producing blood, shortness of breath, and chest discomfort are among the first signs that lung cancer is becoming more advanced. Smoking is by far the biggest risk factor of developing lung cancer. It is true that secondhand smoke increases the risk of developing lung cancer. When compared with non-smokers who have never been exposed to secondhand smoke, non-smokers who have a partner who smokes have a 25% to 35% increased risk of lung cancer. By contrast, a pack and a half a day smoker has an 11,000% increased risk of lung cancer. No studies have ever examined lung cancer screening in non-smokers who were exposed to secondhand smoke. While it may seem there is no downside to getting the scan, there are at least two. The first is the time, expense, and radiation dose of the scan. The second is that the scan can sometimes detect abnormalities that require further evaluation. These are usually proven to be of no clinical significance, but not before additional unnecessary tests and sometimes procedures have been done. Because of the potential downsides of screening, lung cancer screening is recommended for people at higher risk for lung cancer, those who have smoked the equivalent of a pack a day for 15 years. In those people, the benefits of potentially finding a cancer early, when it is curable, outweigh the downsides. Quitting smoking is the best way to reduce your own risk of lung cancer and reduce the risk of lung cancer, heart disease, COPD, and other conditions in those you live with. Readers may write Dr. Keith Roach at P.O. Box 536475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475.
Man wants to quit trying after wife's multiple miscarriages. Dear Abby, my husband and I have had a total of 6 miscarriages, 1 before our miracle son, and 5 since we began trying for a second child more than 2 years ago. I always wanted a boatload of children, but my husband and I agreed on 2 before we got married. Now he wants to call it quits. He doesn't want to keep trying because he sees the emotional toll each loss has on me. I want to get a second opinion from a fertility specialist who helped a friend with similar issues. The only way I know how to describe the way I feel is that it feels as though someone is missing from our family. I ache and long for and miss that person, even though I've never met them. I know deep in my soul that they are supposed to be here. Missing them doesn't mean I love my husband and son any less, but as much as I love those two, I also miss that person. What should my husband and I do? Challenged in Texas. Dear Challenged, please accept my heartfelt sympathy. Clearly, you have been through a wrenching time, and your loving husband is reluctant to see you continue to suffer as you have been. You and your husband should talk to the fertility specialist who helped your friend. However, if more treatment is unsuccessful, it will be time for you to seek a referral to a licensed psychotherapist who can help you cope with your disappointment and loss. Because you can't escape the feeling that someone is missing, perhaps you might consider using a surrogate, fostering or adopting a child who needs a loving home and family. Dear Abby, I have been single for almost 3 years. I recently started dating a man who, I have realized over the past few weeks, has a problem with me spending time with friends without him. I have explained that it is a healthy and normal thing to have friends and to go do things with them. I have explained that he has nothing to worry about because I am respectful of our relationship and a faithful girlfriend. I have also begun to notice that he has no friends. I have told him he is coming across as controlling. I don't want this to be a problem with him, and I don't know how to get him to see that it's normal for people to go and have fun as friends. My friends are classmates of mine, both male and female, and younger than I am. One of them is gay. I have explained that as well to my boyfriend. Am I overthinking this as a potential problem, or is this truly a red flag? Catching it now in California. Dear Catching It, you are not overthinking anything, and yes, this is a red flag, not a potential one. The person you have described appears to be so insecure that any activity you have that doesn't include him is perceived as a threat. The longer you remain involved with this person, the harder he will try to socially isolate you. Please do not allow that to happen. End it now. Dear Abby, write Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Horoscopes by astrologer Madeline Aslan. Happy birthday for Wednesday, April 21st, 2021. Practical, stubborn, and compassionate, opportunities follow you wherever you go. This year, you contribute your unique talents to a day job or a creative venture after hours. Do what you love and make time for it, all without shortchanging friends and family. Money flows steadily, though watch for unexpected expenses. If single, get involved with groups. If attached, let your partner take you out of your comfort zone. Leo is assertive. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5 dynamic, 4 positive, 3 average, 2 so-so, 1 difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th. 4 stars. Your playful mood might spill over into making jokes and wisecracks at inopportune moments. You can't play hooky, so keep your mind focused. When your workday ends, scoot out the door and do something physical. Tonight, take out from your favorite restaurant. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th. 3 stars. Reconnect with relatives you may not have seen in a while. Mend fences and move forward from disagreements that resulted in stretches of silence. Invite them to your neck of the woods. Ask children and grandchildren for tips on social media. Tonight, true crime docuseries. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th, 4 stars. Pace yourself to make time for networking events. These online gatherings are important due to contacts you acquire. Let family know that you might be missing in action. Reassure them that you will make it up to them. Tonight, play word games. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd, 4 stars. Investing in home improvements and renovations are long overdue. Take advantage of your stable financial situation. The desire for a comfortable living space where you can invite family and friends to stay over can now take shape. Tonight, school reunion planning. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd, 3 stars. Continue to research obscure subjects even if friends are baffled. Seek out like-minded people who share your passion and are interested in what you have to say. Come out of the woodwork and get noticed. Tonight, learn a meditation technique. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd, 4 stars. Focus on your creative expression. Value me time so you can practice and maintain discipline. Family and friends will respect your privacy. The more confident you become, the more likely you can show others what you produced. Tonight, time for love. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd, 4 stars. Explore forming your own business. You can be your own boss and promote ideas or products that you care about. Exchange ideas with friends who speak from their own experience. You could find a partner. Tonight, walk in the park. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st, 3 stars. Unexpected career opportunities arise. A group with exciting ideas could ask to join your team or ask you to be a part of theirs. This will lead you in a direction that has permanent possibilities. Tonight, air concerns to loved ones. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st, 5 stars. Catch up on reading material. Make a list of classics you always wanted to read. Go to the library or purchase a paperback or ebook you can view on your device. Publish your thoughts on a blog. Tonight, watch a game show. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th, 4 stars. Check your financial statements thoroughly. An automatic charge you meant to cancel may still appear. Straighten that out and cut down on other unnecessary subscriptions and products. Enter a fun contest that tests your brain power. Tonight, home-cooked meal. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th, 3 stars. Mark off dates for a much-needed getaway with your partner or group of friends. Find a place you can explore together and laugh at each other's jokes. If you start researching now, you may find wonderful deals. Tonight, purchase workout gear. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th, 4 stars. Allergies or lack of sleep could make you feel under the weather. Take it easy today and avoid strenuous activities. If the weather permits, walk among greenery, enjoy the sunshine, and breathe fresh air. Tonight, new music for your playlist.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.